Joining us now in our studios, we apologize for getting the news a little bit out of line there, a little out of whack. We've got Bob coming up in just a moment or so, but we do have a guest in our studio right now, so we're going to welcome Sam Temple to the microphone from Northfield Public Broadcasting. Sam, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming in today.
Yeah.
We talked with you, each month.
That's right.
Since last month, it was kind of your first day on the job, at least as a full-time
person.
And you had indicated that you're excited about some of the possibilities and some of the projects that you have on the table. Let's kind of catch up with a little bit. That first month of full-time employment there to be able to do the things you'd like to do. How's it gone?
Yeah, it's gone really well. Already the development has been increased. The ability to say yes to more projects has increased. Most notably in the last month, NPB has been very active with the Human Rights Commission putting together the Martin Luther King Jr. Day event. And that it was decided to do a virtual event and have it be a hybrid of pre-recorded and Zoom. And so we had the two segments, and so we only really had 2 weeks, but it kind of crunched down into 1 week of filming to get everything pre-recorded that we needed to get pre-recorded. And then figure out all the technical aspects of the Zoom, you know, trying to make it equitable, trying to make it accessible, trying to make it easy for people to watch, easy for people to participate, not just live in the moment, but be able to go back and watch it later. So it was a lot to figure out in, you know, very few days, but we were able to say yes because I was full time, because Claudia Garcia, our Spanish translator interpreter, she's full time. We were able to do it. We were able to support this event and really try to make it as successful as it could be. And then there was a great turnout. We had a lot of really positive public feedback, and it had good participation. And again, that's something that maybe last year we would have had to kind of shuffle some things around. We would have had to say no to other things in order to make that one happen. But we really didn't have to do that because we suddenly had the capacity to do that. And in addition to that, we've been continuing our pace of a new video every week. So that is really, I think, a highlight, an example of this is our capability going forward. Not only can we do the short piece videos happening every week, we can help with these larger developments, we can help with these larger community-wide projects that not only have immediate benefits for the event, immediate benefits for the Human Rights Commission, but now those things will last. Now those things will be not only good quality in the moment, but good quality for whoever's going to go back and watch it over the course of the next year and into the future.
Yeah, the documentation element is a very, very important one, just for the history of Northfield, for those reasons you outlined. And we've been delving into video this winter ourselves here with ball games and streaming and such. Mm-hmm. And folks, I can understand. It's easier said than done, and you need more hands that usually than you have, but it's nice having that time available, having the resources to be able to do that. It makes a big difference.
Absolutely, yeah, and you know, very supported from the entire communications department, from the entire city of Northfield, and especially, you know, as we move into a new space, we're developing a studio space in the new communications department offices. And the facilities team, everyone has been so supportive in really trying to make this space work as well as it can, because there's a lot of potential in what we have. We're playing with rear projection, we're playing with new lighting and sound systems. So having a space that we can just, you know, flip a switch more or less and have everything ready to go for filming will really help increase our output and maintain that quality, because, you know, we could put things out pretty quickly, especially early in the pandemic, when we weren't getting together for filming and it was teaching different staff members, here's how you film something as high quality as you can on your phone. That's fine because that communicates messages, that gets across what you need to get across. But there are certain expectations when you have full-time staff. There are certain expectations of quality. There are certain expectations of consistency. And in the past, sometimes, you know, if you're strapped for if you're strapped for resources, it's almost triage. It's, well, we really got to focus on making the sound as good as we can for this, or visually as good as we can. The goal is every video, every single one of those elements, you're striving to make it as good as you can in every regard. And with 40 hours in a week, that's a lot more doable than 28. hours mm-hmm. in a week. And that's been really exciting. The one video from the last month was a partnership with Clean River Partners. And we're talking about different ways you can save water, different ways that you can save power through water and things like that. And one video that Kevin Strauss and I worked on was on low-flow shower heads, how to know if you have one, how to install one if you don't. And we were able to play with new audio filters, new audio rendering processes to make it as high quality narration as possible, able to play more. I'm not a visual artist, but so when I say animation, no one needs to be expecting anything particularly groundbreaking, but my scribbles were ever so slightly animated. And even that, making those motion graphics as engaging for the subject matter as possible is something we can do now without, dropping the plates that we're juggling here. So that's been a lot of fun. And those are just, two of the projects that we've had in the last month.
Yeah, you had mentioned your goal would be to do a video a week of some sort. What other videos have you been working on and what's coming up?
Yeah, that's right. So over the last month, we've had a few other videos. One was produced by Kara Trigstedt, our communication specialist, and that is highlighting some of the outdoor skating options in Northfield. And full disclosure, I could not have created this. I have taught myself to skate and re-taught myself to skate over and over again over the years, but not with enough confidence that I could say, yes, I can go out and film this skating video, because I just don't know if any of that footage would be usable. But Kara was much more adept at it, so she put together a really wonderful video highlighting some of the skating, outdoor skating options in Northfield, and Northfield really does have a lot of options for that. So that was one of our videos. St. Olaf and Carleton Colleges, they furnished two meeting rooms in the city of Northfield. If you go to City Hall now, there's a lot of renovations going on, and some of that was getting those meeting rooms to be clean, to be up to date, but also the furnishing was provided by those colleges. So we made a short video highlighting some of those furnishings. That was a lot of fun to film, mm-hmm. Very high energy. The Mayor for a Day essay contest is already upon us. The winner will be announced at the State of the City in March, but now is the time. This is the last week for kids to be able to enter. Rhonda Pownell put together a new video, and that was actually one of our test videos in our studio space. And you can't quite tell. We're still, getting some of the kinks worked out. So that was one of our very early test videos. But even there, you can see kind of, it's nice and crisp, the audio, the visual. So you can see that in that Mayor for a Day video. And then, as I mentioned, the low flow showerhead we just released last week. So there's been a lot going on. And I will say we had a video scheduled for this week. We're going to be making something else. We were going to do a video promoting the masks that the city of Northfield recently purchased to be handed out, KN95s, but they were all taken up in 2 days, which is absolutely wonderful. A product that you don't need to advertise. How great is that? A free product that you don't need to advertise. And so really glad to get the community support there. Really glad that everyone really latched on making use of those possibilities, because it really shows the partnership that the community has with local government and that everyone's trying to make this as safe an environment as possible. But anywho, that was a video that could have been announced today, but there's no need, which is wonderful.
You have to, one of the words that we learned during the pandemic is pivot.
Yes.
You have to pivot on that one.
And you know what? We have the capacity to still get a video out this week. So,
all right. Sam Temple is with us from Northfield Public Broadcasting. The guy that just came in, we had a construction worker come in. That's why I was gone for just a second while you were talking over. I think he's giving orders to evacuate the building now with the Archer House coming down. So we'll probably have to be evacuating pretty soon. But we've got another minute or so to talk
with
you.
Let's press our luck here. That's all that
fun. It's hopefully he gave us a little more than a 2 minute warning on that one. What other things coming up? Is there anything else you can talk about? I know you've got some things in the works, but what can you talk about?
There's a lot happening, and the big takeaway is yes, we're going to be able to continue doing one video a week, but the goal is while we're making some of these short form videos like the Mayor for a Day, like the low flow showerhead, not only are those going to be as high quality as possible, but in the meantime, we're working on those enrichment projects. So there's a couple of local documentaries that we're working on, a couple of local really kind of slice of life pieces, some biographical interviews that we took, you know, 2 years ago that naturally, because of limited resources and events in the world, we did not have the capacity to turn those into finished products for the public that we now get to return to. So I'm really excited to share those stories, to share again some of those human stories that we can highlight with public television. So hopefully that'll be coming up in February here.
And for our listeners out there, where can they see your work?
Absolutely. So you can find us on Charter Spectrum channels 180 and 187. But if you don't have your cable subscription or that just isn't your cup of tea, you can find us online. We have a free streaming site that anyone can access regardless of where they live, regardless of their individual cable subscription. And that streaming site is npb.ci.northfield.mn.us. You can also find more information on if you have projects to submit, if you're part of a local organization that creates videos or want to promote something, or you're a hobbyist and you want to share something, you can find more information at ci.northfield.mn.us/television. We'll have all our policies there. We'll have instructional videos. So be sure to check it out. You know, this is a really exciting time to be working for the city of Northfield. This is a really exciting time to be working with Northfield Public Broadcasting, because there is so much development, there is so much community support, community interest, if you're excited about it, get in contact, because there's always ways to participate. We want this to be, you know, a televisual community gathering space. If we can get people involved, if we can get people sharing their passions, sharing things with their neighbors, that will really help make NPB just as great as it can be.
Wonderful. Well, your enthusiasm certainly shows, and we're very grateful for it, and you're doing a great job. Sam, thank you so much for coming in. We certainly appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again next month.
We'll see you in March. Thank you.
All right. Sam Temple from Northfield Public Broadcasting. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080, streaming online, kymnradio.net. We've got Jim with a look at traffic and Bob with a forecast coming up.
Dr. Michael Ritchie.